This call is being recorded.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, just focus on your breathing, taking several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, rhythmically, gently, just letting go of all of the external world for a little bit. Just focus on your own internal world. As you breathe in the light and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity, just let that go out gently through your lips as you exhale out. Take a deep breath in, breathing in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light and exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light and exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers, and get the visualization of all of the chakras in perfect alignment along your spinal cord. From the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, all the way up through the seven chakras, and up and through the Soul Star chakra just above your head. So if you were looking at it from a point of view of looking at your etheric body and looking at the chakra centers in alignment, you would see all of the chakras now in their and with their respective colors. Just see all of the colors now, starting from the Earth Star chakra below your feet, deep earth brown, or whatever other color you might see it as. The next chakra at the base of the spine, red. And then moving up, orange, yellow in the solar plexus area. The heart, deep blue-green. Just above the heart, the high heart center, magenta. Then at the throat area, sky blue. The third eye center in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, the ninth chakra. For our perspectives here, the ninth chakra being the Soul Star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you are visualizing the chakra centers and in their perfect alignment, if you would now see the top four chakras. So the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, and a pyramid around those chakras, with the chakras going straight up the middle of that pyramid. Just visualize that. And then another pyramid coming together with the lower four chakras upside down. And then the two coming together at the fourth chakra in the high heart center as well, right at the base of the two pyramids. So the top pyramid right side up, the bottom pyramid upside down. And the two coming together at the base and the middle of this two pyramid setup you have the fourth chakra. And now if you take the two pyramids and begin to merge them together, dropping the top one down a bit and the bottom one up a bit, it forms a six-pointed star. And that six-pointed star now, in a three-dimensional view, as a pyramid would be with three sides, you now have a three-dimensional six-pointed star. And with that perfect alignment up the center of this six-pointed star, this three-dimensional six-pointed star, if you take all of the colors together and raise them to the highest intensity, it becomes the brilliant white light. And now that brilliant white light is throughout the entire six-pointed star now. Brilliant. Just see it. Bright. Brilliant. This is your Merkaba or Merkaba, your light body. And this is your personal Merkaba. There are many Merkabas, and there are many larger ones. It is always microcosm and the macrocosm. But for this, it is your personal Merkaba, your personal light body, your personal vehicle of travel into other dimensions. So let yourself now, your conscious knowing self, step into this Merkaba, into this light body, this three-dimensional six-pointed star that is now expanding and growing beyond your physical body, and still growing, still expanding. And you are in it now. You, as your conscious knowing self, can, if you wish, as the pilot of your own personal Merkaba, you can sit in it. You can create the inside of it any way you want. If you want to make it as a ship, do so. Or whatever it is that you want. But just be in it and let yourself now rise up, straight up through your crown chakra. Straight up through. Up through the roof of the building wherever you are, up into the sky. Flying, soaring higher and higher past the clouds until you've moved past the Earth's atmosphere. And now you are a ship, just like all of the other ships out here, some smaller, some larger, some many different colors, many different shapes, but all have a sense of consciousness within them, just as yours does now as well. You are the consciousness within your own personal light body, your own personal Merkaba vehicle. And just as being a ship, you can fly, you can soar all around. If you want to, you can go around the entire planet and see it from all different viewpoints and get that perspective. But get the perspective of not the third dimensional Earth, but the higher fifth dimensional and beyond Earth. Gaia, in all of her pristine glory now, as she has returned to her once higher self, her once higher consciousness and higher vibration, to see the beauty of this planet. Beautiful, clear, crystal oceans and rivers and lakes everywhere. Get that perspective. Beautiful green valleys filled with many different colored flowers. And the trees, majestic trees everywhere. In forests across the planet. And know that as you are looking down on this and seeing the higher dimensional, higher frequency vibration of the new earth, of higher Gaia. You are seeing her in her natural state, the true Mother Nature, beauty. See the beauty of this wonderful planet that is yours. You belong to this planet, and the planet belongs to you as well. For you are one. We are all one together. So now, if you would, feel the consciousness in all of the ships that are out here. Feel the connection to all of them. And all of the different civilizations that represent those that have come here to witness the events that are occurring here in this planet, as well as those that are here to participate in those events. And all being connected together as one. Feel the connection to a certain ship that may be calling to you now. Whatever it might be, feel the connection, feel yourself being drawn to it. And you in your Merkaba, you in your personal light body, finding yourself drawn to that ship, to that civilization, to those beings, to your family that you left long ago. And let yourself connect with them for just a bit. Perhaps feel it as a reunion, maybe even a celebration, however it is for you. Just for a few moments, feel that connection to that long-lost family that most of you, if not all of you, have had. And now let the energies flow between you and them, and communicate telepathically. Don't need to do it in spoken word. Just know what each is thinking. And feel lost in the moment. Deep within the moment. Know that when it is time, you will be able to make that choice to return to them if you wish. Or if not, then not. You can remain. Thing. All the energies that have been coming into the planet from the great central sun of the universe through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, those light beams, those energy beams that have been coming in, see them coming in now and connecting to all of the ships out here and to you as well, and all connecting all around the planet. As if it was energy transducers surrounding the planet, taking the energy and then sending it down to the Earth as a single beam of energy, a single beam of light shooting down to the earth, magnified through all of the ships, and then into the Christ consciousness grid, or the crystalline grid. And then once it connects to the crystalline grid, it is then sent out across this grid to all surface of the planet, everywhere, disseminated from this Christ consciousness grid to the earth. And as the light strikes the earth everywhere, light moving in, replacing any darkness that is left, anything that is of the old three-dimensional paradigm, the old illusion, the illusion that is no longer there, it has been replaced by the new higher vibrational frequency of the fifth dimensional expression. So see this happening now. See light descending to earth everywhere. And darkness receding, or darkness becoming absorbed by the light. And now, as you look down from your point of view, as well as our point of view, what do you see? Now you see a planet of brilliant white light everywhere. So if one were to look at it from far, far away and be able to see this planet of light, they would see a shining star of brilliant white. And of course, as they come closer, then they see the beautiful colors within the earth. The blues, the reds, the greens, the yellows, the orange, the magenta, and all of the colors that are here on this planet, and all of the new colors that will be introduced for your eyes, your physical eyes, will be able to see these new colors because your third eye will be wide open. Now, if you would, let yourselves begin to find your way back. Come back within your Merkaba light vehicle, within your light body, and come back down towards your physical body, merging your light body back into your physical body. Your light body, of course, being including your astral and etheric body as well. And all coming together. And see your entire physical body now engulfed by this light body. You are your light body, and your light body is you. And your conscious knowing self now returning to your physical form. But your physical form, as you know, is just a vessel to hold the light, to anchor the light. And the more and more light that you are able to anchor into your body, the more and more your cells will be activated by your DNA process and become more and more crystallized And once they become more and more crystallized, they can hold more and more light, and so on. So feel your body now, your physical form, as a body of light. So if someone were to look at it from high above now, they would see all of these beings of light. And now let yourselves come back into a state of complete consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Ashtar. And I am here to be with you in these times of immense change that is taking place now, that is moving more and more into your understanding, into your vision, into your perspectives. For it is a change that has been long awaited and long coming. And everywhere around you, if you look, you can see the signs of these changes that are coming to your world, but not to your third dimensional world. For even those that still slumber away in their misunderstandings, in their inability to let go and understand and find the true meaning in life, what all of you have realized for yourselves, that you are all here for a reason. You are all here to grow within your soul understanding. Even those that do not yet know of this, even they are beginning to question the old ways, question the old understandings. And as you know, when you begin to question, then you also begin to look for the answers. And when you look, when you seek, you shall find. And that is the way. That is the way it has always been, and the way it always will be. It only takes a few of you, relatively speaking, to bring about immense change to the planet, immense change to the collective consciousness here. And you, as that relative few, are doing exactly that. When you just did this meditation that we did here with you, you affected great change across the planet. Great change that, of course, you will not see directly where you had that result. But you will, in the times ahead, begin to see more and more how your manifestations are becoming more and more real. Again, to the collective consciousness. A simple thought, a simple vision, a simple intention to bring about great change brings that change about. That is how it works. And all around you now, you can see the signs. or anyone that looks for those signs will see them. Even if they are what you call behind the scenes yet, they are available. You can see them, you can experience them, for they are the changes or the signs of the changing times. So as you have heard many times, trust the plan. The plan is fully in motion and gaining more and more momentum as the light continues to pour forth into this planet. The light which then brings the higher vibrational frequency and the higher consciousness, which then allows you to manifest more freely, more fully. And as you continue to manifest within yourself, within your own personal lives, you are manifesting for the many as well. So know that you, each one of you, can bring about great change. And you are all doing so in your own personal ways. So let yourselves be who you came here to be. Do not shy away from who you are. Pronounce not so much your knowledge, but pronounce your understanding, your knowing of things. Whenever you have the opportunity, because there are those out there that are waiting. They are waiting for the light to come to them so that they can begin to see that light, just as you have. If you were to shine a light on all of those lost souls deep down in what you would call hell, and that light shone to them there in the darkness, many, many millions and billions would reach for that light if they were given the opportunity. You, my friends, are that light. You are that opportunity. Do not shy away from it, for it is your destiny. It is your mission. I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you would continue to shine forth your light, your love, everywhere. For that is the way it works. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to one who serves. Shoshana is here. She is back with us. Wonderful. And we are ready to, yes, we will just say rock and roll here. Because there is great change that is happening here. As Ashtar has given, as many have been given to you, many change, great change on the horizon. And all of you that want to can see these changes. But you all need to open up. You all need to open up your third eye to be able to see these things, to be able to see them as they are meant for you to see them. so that once you do see them, once you do know that the changes are here, you can then pronounce that to many others, as some of you are doing now as we are finding it. You are spreading the light wherever you have the opportunity. And that, my friends, is what you came here to do. This is your mission, whether you accept it or not, as your Mission Impossible goes here. It is yours, and you can take it and run with it because of who you are. So again, as Ashtar is given, do not shy away from who you are. You have come a great distance, a great moving forward in your higher vibrational frequency within you. And it is not time to let that fall back. It is time to move further ahead, move further into higher vibrational frequency, to let it flow within you, to let the light flow within you, so that you are ready when the time comes, and that time is coming very shortly here, where you will be what is the word here we are looking for? We cannot find the word here right now, but regardless, you are going to be sent fully into the higher frequency here, the higher vibration, and more you will find yourself beyond the illusion of separation, no more of separation, but of connecting with one another, of coming together as one. Not the way those of your deep state cabal tend to say, oh, we are coming together as one. No, they are not. They do not care about coming together as one. They only care about their own one, themselves. That is all. But you yourselves know that that is not the way of the future. That is the old way of holding on to only service to self, but you are moving toward a fuller understanding of what it means to be of service to others. That is where you are all headed here. So we are ready now for your questions for one who serves in Shoshana, if you have them.
The word that you were searching for, is that graduating or graduated?
No, not so much that, but sent forward. Whatever word you can come up with for sent forward. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a word that came to me when you were searching.
Yes. Would there be other questions here? No further questions? My goodness, we have Shoshana back to answer your questions here.
Well, one who serves, it's Melinda. I was just wondering if possibly that word could be activated, because I keep thinking I want to be activated. And like,
very good.
Because I picture it as, I picture it as our day of Pentecost. I simply can go back to that day of Pentecost in the Bible when the flames lighted on everybody's head, and I call it being activated, I call it being fixed, I call it being ready for the next stage of my mission, to where I'm a walking, talking Yeshua. And so anyway, that's what I'm hoping for. But as far as the question, you keep repeatedly saying that, you know, this will happen and we'll be given a choice of to go back to our families or to continue on with Earth mission. And I always think to myself, well, why do I have to be limited? Why can't I visit my family, you know, the ones I've left long ago, and why can't I have it all? And why can't they come if we raise the higher dimensional into a higher dimensional Earth? Then why can't my family come visit me here on the Earth? So I just don't understand why you keep trying to, I feel like we're limited in having to make this hard choice. Do we see the people?
It is exactly the opposite of that. You are unlimited here. There is no hard choice to make. There is only choices to make along the way, whatever they might be. But they are choices that you have not been able to avail yourself of here in this lifetime and in many lifetimes leading up to this one. But that is all going to change. That is what you came here to do, to bring about these changes so that you could come to that point. You, again, being the collective you, could come to the point of being able to choose whatever it is you want to have in the continuation of your lives. That is what this is all about. And as far as the word here that you have used, activate, we would just simply add something to that. We would say reactivate, because that is what you are doing. You are reactivating everything that you have previously been before. Shoshana, do you have anything you
can add? We can add a perspective. If you choose this, would you like us to add, dear sister?
Yes, absolutely, sure.
Dear sister, in this realm, in this third dimensional realm, there is much attachment. And there is a barrier to higher dimensional progress because of attachment, you see. So it is not so much about having it all. It is about moving beyond attachment. It is about moving past the desire to have it all, you see. That is a third dimensional construct. As one moves beyond this construct, then there is no attachment. There is no fear of leaving anyone behind or the feeling that you have a choice to make. It is simply a movement forward in consciousness whereby the being that has moved forward will see the picture, will see the entire picture, will see the wholeness of all things and the oneness of all things, rather than feeling like there is a leave behind component to this. There is not. When one reaches that vibration, then all is understood, and that one freely allows for each to meet their own mission and walk their own path without feeling attachment to it. I hope that this has clarified this for you. Namaste.
Well, thank you. Yes, it has, but... But I don't see it as an attachment. I'm ready to, you know, I've got a family of jab takers. I may be leaving them all behind. I see it as more that I believe my mission is to continue on the new earth. And so I don't want to think that I'm completely cut off from, you know, a family reunion with my other family. That's all. I just was trying to... Because really, I had just noticed that we hear that a lot, where it's, and you'll come to a point and you'll make a choice of whether you want to return or if you want to stay on Earth mission. But I've always known I'm going to stay on Earth mission, and I just want to make sure I'm...
But you see, you can make the choice to go back to your old family if you wish, or to stay here, to be with your family here, or to continue on in the higher expression here within the earth, and then change it again, and change it again. There is nothing that is holding you as this, as your third dimensional expression has been holding you. Again, as Shoshana has given, the attachments here. There are no attachments at those higher levels. So your choice is your choice, whatever you want it to be. There is no limitation. Only
okay,
what you put limitation on for yourself. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
I guess I could ask a question. I wanted to get your input or guidance on the recent death of the Queen of England, and if that was a significant marker or a significant situation as we move closer to the awakening and the ascension.
We would say that you could call it a significant marker. That is a good word here for this, because it is a happening here, a happening that has been foretold for a great long time that this would come to this, and this would be a significant event leading up to more events that are coming forward here, all leading to the great changeover and the great event. So it is all a process that is occurring, all a part of your ascension process that is occurring. So one thing will lead to the next and to the next and to the next, and all of these many truths will be coming forward, flooding forward here. And once the truths begin to flood forward, how do you stop a flood? You see? It is not possible to stop the waters of spirit flowing forward as they will gain more and more momentum in doing it, to become tsunami, a tsunami of change and truth coming forward. Okay, Shoshana.
We will share if the sister wishes for us to give our perspective on this.
Of course.
Dear sister, what has been given to us is the idea of the old guard and the new guard. But this is different, you see. There has been on this planet an idea of monarchy, an idea of higher and lower, an idea of hierarchy for many millennia, you see. And this idea that this queen or king can sit upon a throne and rule the serfs, rule the people, the lesser, is diminishing, is going away. More and more and more of the new souls that are being born to this planet do not subscribe to the idea of monarchy. They think it is ridiculous that there could be a ruling class, you see. And you see this being busted up everywhere, that the ruling class must be diminished in some way. There must be a more of a level playing field on this planet, you see. So the marker of this great queen that people have revered for 90 plus years is going away, because it represents the end of that idea that one can be ruled. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Absolutely. Wonderful.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here before we release channel?
Greetings, one who serves, Moses. I've been thinking of how to ask this question, but I'm attempting to reconcile the knowledge that we have been given for time immemorial from the Toltecs, monotheistics, natives in Mexico, to the Vedics in India, to the Buddhists, and every messenger and prophet that has been sent and relayed the message has spoken of one God. And us as subservient creations to God. Now, I understand that, you know, we have been blessed with the perspective of just how privileged we are that even though we were created, not the original prime creator, that we were given the status of creator gods, because God is a title, right? Of where you are entrusted with God's creator qualities to create and to assist in creations. But, you know, I've also known that a lot of the pastimes on the higher realms include very egotistic beings where they begin feeling that they themselves are a prime creator, and they become arrogant. And rather than thinking, coming from a place of service to God, they begin thinking of themselves as God and the prime creator. So as we continue down this road, where we understand that we are, that we carry a little piece of prime creator with us, our I Am presence, and that even though we do have God creative powers, how do we stay humble as to never come into a situation where we begin thinking that we are the creator, prime creator, and not the creators with, you know, the created, sorry, with creator access or privileges? Thank you.
We would say it is all about consciousness here, and it is all about oneness. And when you hear that you are the creator and the created, it is exactly that. You are a part of the great creative process or the great creative source. So it is all flowing through you at all times. And you are it and it is you. There is no separation. And that is where your third dimensional illusionary veil here has created that separation, that you are not a part of the God creator source, that you are lesser than, and you are not, we are not, none of us are, you see. We are all a part of the one, and the one is a part of all. Okay, Shoshana.
We will share. May we share, dear brother?
Sure.
Dear brother, as always, you present a complex idea, an idea that has multiple facets. You ask, how do we stay humble? The idea that you ask that means that you wish to stay humble, that you entertain this idea on a regular basis, that it is your very being that wishes to remain humble. However, humility is not necessarily a divine component of a being. It is necessary that you remain humble so that the animal perspective of the human does not take over. When you talk about prophets that become arrogant or believe that they are the high supreme source and they begin to behave arrogantly amongst their people, they have lowered their vibration, you see. They have become entrapped by a lower vibration. God, the divine, the source, all that is this highest vibration creator God that anyone can attain. And those beings that are here on this planet are working toward understanding how to achieve this high vibration and maintain it, you see. Because when you learn to maintain the highest vibration and see through the eyes of Source, hear through the eyes of Source, and speak through the eyes of Source, you are then complete. You are then one with Source. And that is what each is attempting to do to ascend, you see, to ascend into this highest consciousness component of Source. So, you have entertained very complex ideas, but we will tell you that in every instance that a prophet or a being that proclaims to be the highest is not the highest simply because he proclaims it to be, that is arrogance. And you will find this everywhere. So, remain humble and do not allow for arrogance to take over your being. Namaste.
Very good. Then we are ready to release channel. We take the email question and then we will release.
Okay. The question was, is there any significance of the upcoming midterm elections because of it's happening on the lunar eclipse?
We can tell you that there is always a connection. There are no coincidences. It is all a part of the whole here. So everything that is occurring is a part of the great plan. It can be tweaked here and there, of course, and is being so. There is plan A, B, C, D, and so on. But it is all a part of the greater universal plan here. So whether it falls on one day or another, it is part of what is needed here to bring about the required result. So whether or not there is going to be a midterm election, that is the first question here. We cannot say directly whether it is because it has not yet been determined exactly how this is to go here. But however it goes, whether there is or there isn't, it is part of the plan. So know that, and know that, like we say here, there are no coincidences. Nothing happens by happenstance. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything
to add? We agree, and we will say yes. That is our answer.
Yes, very good.
Namaste.
Very good. Then we are ready to release channel. Do you have anything you wish to impart in departure here?
I do not.
Very good. Then all we say here is, again, and we will keep repeating this, to continue to be yourselves. Do not attempt to shy away from who you are, because that is not who you are. You are here for a reason. You are here to anchor the light firstly and then to share and spread the light as part of your great mission here. So go about your mission. That is what you are here for. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.